I woke up at, I say 6:30 today. Got ready, went to my weigh-ins. Went out to eat some Mexican food. Rehydrate, take a long nap. Now I'm here. I'm just ready to fight, get in the ring.
And fight he did. Edward Ortiz, the 6'2", 20-year-old, representing Zarzamora Gym, who only a year ago was out in the first round of this tournament, won the novice middleweight category over Lamin Kamara from Champion Fit Gym. In front of a crowd of over 1,000, Ortiz rained blows on his adversary until the referee called the contest in the second round, a full round early. The choice to move from the municipal auditorium to the Scottish Rite Center, that is less than half as large, was a good one, according to boxers and coaches interviewed. The theater seating allowed for a much closer viewing, which is great, unless you don't, you know, like boxing. Allison Roberts is one of over 250 volunteers that the Boys and Girls Clubs has enlisted for the week of events.
I'm not really big on violence. The hitting of the flesh and all is just not my cup of tea, so that's why I chose the corner in the back.
But she says it was worth helping out the Boys and Girls Clubs.
You would ask me that question.
The Boys and Girls Clubs of San Antonio estimates 6,000 hours of work from staff and volunteers went into producing this week, and unlike Allison, for the people who came to actually see the fights, tournament director Cleveland Skip Wilson thinks people will be happy with the Scottish Rite Center.
Well, I tell you, I'm looking at the proximity of our VIPs to the ring, and I think they're going to get an intimate affair tonight.
The winners of the open categories will automatically be advancing to the state level. At this time, it is undisclosed who of the novice champions will continue to the state contest this week, the 29th through March 3rd. For a complete listing of the winners, go to sagoldengloves.com. As for Ortiz, who a week ago was trying his hardest to shed 2 pounds, he knows exactly what he's doing next.
Oh, man, probably go eat some burger or something, man. I need to eat.
For Texas Public Radio, I'm Paul Flav.